Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night in the city of Pittsburgh, there were 17,000 people that shut their mouths because the New York Islanders completed a sweep of the team that won back-to-back Stanley Cups a couple of years ago, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And one of the main reasons why they were able to complete this sweep is this man who had a monster series against the Penguins, and that is Jordan Eberle of the New York Islanders. Jordan, Joe, and Evan, congratulations. How are you feeling this morning?
Thanks, guys. It's we got a little bit of time off, so wake up this morning, and obviously you're pretty excited about the win, but, you're kind of anxious to get going again, and we're going to have a little bit of time off here, but it'll be good to rest and, obviously prepare for the next round.
You know, Jordan, I'm sure that you guys were confident coming into this series. I mean, you had a very good year, over 100 points, the whole deal. But did you expect that you know, confident to win the series, did you expect that you would handle this team the way that you did?
It was a bit shocking. I think, obviously, you look at the overall, we won 4-0. But, it's a tighter series now. Obviously, game one goes to overtime. Game two, with the empty net, and game four, empty net. I mean, it's a lot closer than it looked, but to win in four, I mean, I think we probably shocked everyone a little bit, especially coming in. You know, I think everyone has pegged to be the underdog. So, we had confidence in our team and there's a reason why we finished like we did. So we were, we went in and we played our game, and we got to keep doing that.
I know you're a team guy. But for 30 seconds, you got to be selfish for a second, because how about you? How about what you were able to accomplish? Like the Edmonton Oilers, the city of Edmonton, that ain't my problem. I'm an Islander fan, so I don't care what happened over there. But for you personally, you were in the postseason a few years ago, won a round, didn't score a goal, didn't have the kind of impact you just had. How good does it feel personally for you that you were able to have this kind of performance in your second time getting a crack at the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it was disappointing last time. I had waited 7 years to get in and finally did. And, I actually had a good first round. I know I didn't score, but I played well in my line. I played well. Second round didn't go the way I wanted it to. But, it was an experience. And I kind of using that now to move forward. And I took a lot of bad heat in Edmonton for, the way that I played and the last round, rightfully so. I mean, I didn't play well, so, it might have cost me getting traded, but it all worked out. I love Long Island. I love the way that our team and the guys that we have here and got another opportunity to play in it and wanted to take advantage of it. So it's a good start, but there's still a lot of work to do.
If it cost you getting traded, then I love the fact that happened to you, because Ryan Strome for Jordan Eberle is a great deal. I mean, I'm sorry. It has worked out incredibly well, but you talk about learning from that experience. What is the biggest thing you were able to take out of getting that postseason experience? You mentioned you had success in the first round that year, and then obviously not as much in the second round. But what is the biggest thing you were able to take from that experience that you were able to use in this four-game sweep against Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, you watch a lot of playoffs, but when you get a chance to play in it, it's every decision makes big. There's a lot of momentum swings. Obviously, you got to get used to getting hit all the time. I think that's a big thing. The playoffs are a lot more physical, and every time you have the puck and you guys are finishing their checks on you, you got to get used to that. It's fun hockey, though. You enjoy it. You enjoy the crowd, the people getting into it. You know, the momentum of the game. Sometimes you can elevate your game just based on the enjoyment level.
Talking to Jordan Eberle of the Islanders as they get ready for round two of the playoffs. They're going to play either the Capitals or the Carolina Hurricanes, so we'll see which one they're going to play there. You know, you guys had an answer for everything, and we saw this a couple times in the series, and obviously we saw it last night. You know, they come out, they score right away, the building's rocking, a game they had to have, elimination game, and then boom, like before you could even turn around, you're putting the puck in the net, come right back, take the life out of the building, tie the game up, and you guys just kind of took off from there. How about that? How about the way you were able to answer specifically last night?
Yeah, and you know, like I just mentioned, playoffs is about momentum. There's momentum shifts, you know, all the time. And you know, when you're able, especially on the road, you know, team scores first, the home team crowds into it, and you're able to answer that quick and kind of quiet them down. Those are huge goals. You know, we did it in Game 3 and in Game 4.
Yep.
So, you know, it's those are big momentum shifts, I think, and especially, you know, you cap another one off and you take the lead all of a sudden, you know, the crowd's out of it and your team has the momentum. So that's playoff hockey. It's you know, it's always not a goal either, whether it's a penalty or a shift or whatever it is. So, you know, we had some timely moments in that series. We're going to need that for sure moving forward.
And it's funny, that's the story in a lot of ways of this series. I mean, because you did it in Game 2. It was 3 minutes later after being down 1-0. Boom, you tie the game. You did it in Game 3. It was you. Did it in Game 4. It was you. They only led in this series for 5 minutes, which is just remarkable to think about. How much of it is just this calmness, especially when you're on the road and the crowd's going nuts, this calmness and confidence of, all right, they're up 1-0. No big deal. Let's just shut them up. Because it was this. You did it three times in a row as a team in Games 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, and we got a veteran team. You know, we had a lot of guys who've been won cups, been a lot of playoff games, a lot of games played in the NHL. I think that's a big reason. I think you get scored on. You don't really panic. You just kind of, you know, understand that we're a good enough team to come back, and we did that. So, you know, it's a credit to the team and credit to Barry, kind of being calm back there and us feeding off it.
All right, you played the first round. You only wound up only being 2 games at the Nassau Coliseum. Now you're going to move back to the Barclays Center to play the rest of however far you go in the playoffs. How about that? I mean, because there's no place like the old barn there, and obviously the atmosphere was off the charts there those 2 games. How about making now the transition back to Barclays?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a little bit different, I think. I mean, we've played enough at Barclays, and we know what the building's all about. I think the biggest thing is logistically it's a little bit different. I mean, all of us live on the island and 5-10 minutes from the Coliseum, whereas, you know, Barclays is a bit of a trek, but I'm sure we'll stay in, you know, hotels and prepare that way. But, you know, I'm pretty positive that Long Island fans are probably be coming out to Barclays regardless, and I'm sure we'll get that place rocking just as good as we did Coliseum.
Oh, it'll be loud, that's for sure. We're talking to Jordan Eberle, who had just a monster series as the Islanders sweep the Pittsburgh Penguins and now have time to relax. Some of your teammates, I mean, Robin Leonard was fantastic. Pulak was outstanding against Sidney Crosby. You know, you got to marvel at some of the performances from your teammates, but how about that Sidney Crosby, until he got that point in the third, game number 4, he didn't do anything. How were you guys able to do such a good job really making Sidney Crosby stay off the score sheet and not be as big of a factor as we know he can be?
You know, I think this is the identity of our team. I mean, there's a reason we won the Jennings Trophy. We defend well. You know, we make it hard on the other team's skilled players, and we don't give up odd man rushes. We limit time and space, and it's tough for skilled guys when you're not touching the pocket and you're always got a guy in your face. Like, we did that. So, you know, and you look at playoff hockey, it's about, you know, playing well structurally, defensively, and, you know, we were the best structurally defensive team in the league this year. So, I think we're a lot better than people think we are.
You know, I look at this team and I say, you know, it's almost like the Islanders made a trade where they traded their best player, Tavares, for Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz. And I'm serious. And obviously, to me, the better part of the deal is what you guys got, Lamoriello and Trotz. How much has those two guys, and I'm looking more with the coach every day, but how much have those two guys meant to this organization?
Well, Lou's done a good job of bringing in some character guys who've won. I think you look at, like, Leo Komarov, Tommy Kunak.
Right, right.
You know, he's brought in some guys that have done well in other places, Filippula, and some good, you know, leadership that, you know, in the playoffs, you need those guys. These are the guys that are making big plays that maybe go underrated a lot of time. And then, obviously, Barry, you know, he's just brought in a system that it's been easy to understand. Everyone's on the same page. There's not really any gray area, and everyone knows their assignment. So, you know, when you have that and you have a team that buys in like we have, and, you know, you can do good things. I mean, it's been a fun year. I think we've It's a really tight-knit group. We, probably one of the tighter-knit groups that I've played on, and I think the reason that is just we play as a team, so you bond as a team quicker.
Do you have a preference about who you play next? I mean, because you got time to relax. You can watch these games. I know a lot of Islander fans are going to kick our feet up. We're just going to watch these games and see what happens, but do you have a preference?
Not really. I understand that Washington would be a bit of a more of a storyline, obviously, with Barry, but either team, we're gonna have our work cut out for us. So it'll be, I'll obviously be paying close attention and watching, but we'll see who comes.
I was gonna say, so you're gonna watch each of these because there could be a lot more games in this series. It's only 2-1. Who knows? Will you watch every second of the remaining games between Washington and Carolina? Will you be locked in?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm a fan of the game. I watch a lot of hockey, and a lot of guys do. I've watched, the first, I think, two games. We had to miss one, but I'll be keeping close tabs. I mean, we know those teams both pretty well. They're division teams. We played them a lot, so I'll be watching to see how the series unfolds and who we end up getting, and I'm sure our coach will be preparing for both.
Well, and I don't want to get too far ahead of anything here, Jordan, but you know what? You got a chance to have two really unbelievable, sexy series, if you know what I mean, if you get that far. you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a ton of work to be done.
Right,
I mean,
obviously
we can be happy with the start we've had and sweeping the, like you said, a team that's won cups two of the last 3 years. So, you know what, it was a fun start, and we, like I said, we still have a lot of work to be done.
Well, get rest,
yep.
Relax,
yep.
And just do what you did in the Pittsburgh series. Just go
That's
do
all
it again.
You gotta do.
Yeah, no, yeah. Easier said than done, but we'll be ready.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations,
and you are
absolutely
a
tremendous.
Superstar in this series. Happy for you, and obviously Islander fans are very thrilled. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Jordan Eberle.
Jordan Eberle of the New York Islanders. 4 goals in this series. We mentioned you were talking earlier, Joe, to Jordan about how they responded every time when they were down 1-0.
Yep.
Twice.
Yep.
It was because of Jordan Eberle.
Yep.
2 of his goals responded after they were down early 1-0. And they've completed the sweep, and now it will either be Carolina game 1 in Brooklyn or Washington game 1 down in the district.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.